Welcome back. Inside Sports Medicine, T.O. Soriel here, Brad Ballard there. Bruce Hornsby, this is a Soriel Top 10. Didn't get a lot of radio play, but gets a lot of iPod play on my phone. Do people still use the term iPod?
No.
No. Instaface. All right,
correct.
Welcome back.
Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Ballard and I were talking during the break about how we don't really know what patients take away from our conversations with them. And you can say, hey, you've got arthritis in your knee, or some doctors are not good communicators, and they'll say, oh, your knee's shot, or sometimes they'll say, oh, it's degenerated.
But they may not even tell you and just say, hey, you need surgery.
Yeah. It's I'm going to lay this on us. This is on us doctors.
Yes.
We're not good communicators.
Correct.
You know, what Jane Doe may understand as osteoarthritis, she may not necessarily understand that your knee is shot means the same thing.
Right.
Or your knee's degenerated means the same thing.
Right. And I would hate for anybody, I'll tell you, listen, if there's anything that you can get away, that you can come away with this show with what I'm about to say is this. If you have a question, ask it.
Yep.
Do not be afraid to ask a question to your physician because you have a right to know. It is your health. So please ask it, even if it's for clarification.
I end every patient encounter with, do you have any questions?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I always say that.
But I feel like sometimes they may not take advantage of that. Take advantage of it. Like, ask questions.
All right, speaking of asking questions, phones are lit up. We're going to go rapid fire here in the next couple of 5 minutes. David from Fort Worth, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
Doing great.
I'm 26 years old. I never had any type of surgery or any type of broken bone in my life. But the last year and a half, I've had this problem with a cramp in my left leg. It happens every morning. I'll wake up, I'll take my wife to work, and with me sitting in the position that I'm sitting in, I get this cramp that just, it starts from like a 2 and goes to a 7, and it just stays there for about 45 minutes, sometimes to an hour. And the only relief I get is when I actually lay my seat back, or if I get back to my house and I lay down and stretch my leg all the way out while I'm laying down. I've been to the emergency room a couple times because the pain was so unbearable, and they did an ultrasound on me, they did blood work, they did check my electrolytes, they said everything was fine. All they gave me was like gabapentin and a couple other medications, and it seemed like it didn't help, and I don't know what it is. I've never everyone that I've ever told about it that works in the medical field, they never give me kind of like a straight answer of what it could be or what I should do.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to take a shot at it. Ballard may have something to say as well. I don't know what it is. It makes no sense to me, but start thinking that it may be nerve injury or nerve mediated. Sometimes a pinched nerve, something we call sciatica, will be reflected in calf pain. And if everybody's looking at the calf and they're not looking further upstream, they might miss it. So I'm going to start off by saying I don't know what you have. It doesn't sound like anything that I'm familiar with, but don't rule out the possibility of a pinched nerve.
Right. And I would say sounds like you ruled out a lot of the, you know, the big, bad, the ugly. You had the ultrasound, make sure it's not a blood clot, all that stuff. See a specialist. I know sometimes we often know the person or know someone in the medical field. Hey, they may not be able to figure it out.
Like
that's
what
not
kind
enough.
Of what kind of specialist for
see,
a calf?
See a,
like,
but I mean, see a sports medicine specialist.
Yeah, see,
I mean,
yeah.
See, but see someone who's a
see
specialist
cramps.
And actually see someone.
Yeah.
So you can get an actual quality medical opinion about it.
But don't forget to look upstream too, or have them look upstream.
Yep.
Thanks, David.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. That was a good one. I don't know how we're gonna do this and still keep it short. Hey, Mike, what you got?
Yeah, I've got hip pain, told by several doctors in the South Lake area that I need to get hip replacement. I did stem cell injections, metaphyseal stem cell injections back in October. I don't know, I'm not feeling any different with that. I was wondering, what is the latest to try to avoid the hip replacement surgery with stem cell injections? What's the latest? anything going on with all that?
So, great question. Yes, you want to maximize all of your options that are non-surgical before you get a hip replacement. You know, that's you know, ibuprofen, physical therapy, weight loss, you know, and then stem cell. Yeah, plus minus. We got to make sure it's the right stem cells. Once you've done all that and the pain's still unbearable and you're like, look, I got to do something about it, is when you'll know.
I'm with him on that. I'm with him on that. It sounds like you've exhausted pretty much all options. And I'm going to say, in defense of stem cells, sometimes you're too far gone. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's just too arthritic for stem cells to have any hope. So, yeah, perhaps that's it.
It could be. All right, gentlemen. Thank you.
Good luck, Mike.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Bye. All right, quick one. Bob from okay, we don't have time for Bob.
Whoa. Oh, wait.
All right, we'll go to Bob. Bob, quick question. What you
Real
got?
Real quick.
Okay, broke both my trapeziums under the thumb in high school football. Had one replaced 8 years ago, and they took out a ligament and put into place.
Yeah, it's called the anchovy procedure. They take out a tendon.
Do they have any type of
yes,
ball to put in there besides using the ligament?
Yep, they're working on that now. They do. Go to a hand and wrist specialist. They are in tune with some of these replacement procedures that are pretty new that were not around 10 years ago.
Hand specialist, upper extremity specialist. Got to see them.
Yep. Hand.
Okay. I've got a good one.
Thanks. All right.
Thank you.
Cue the music.
Now cue the
music.
Here
we go.
All right. Inside Sports Medicine, episode, I can't remember, 682 in the can. Thank you guys for being with us this morning. Until next week, you can find us at Texas Sports Medicine. You can see myself or Dr. Ballard or Levy or Mayer or Manning or any one of us. We have offices in Frisco and in University Park. You can also get the podcast. Dr. Ballard is in charge of the podcast now. I made him in charge of the podcast because I'm tired of getting all the grief. But you can download our podcast on our website, InsideSportsMedicine.com, or through iTunes. I think it's on iTunes.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Until next week, on behalf of all of us on Inside Sports Medicine and ESPN 103.3, until then,
tell your friends.